The explosion came while the Mexican government fights fuel robbery by shutting down gas pipelines. Mexico just bought 571 gas trucks from the U.S. Its president says the government will help the explosion survivors rather than prosecute them, arguing that poverty fostered the thefts. But critics say the government is being negligent and evasive. Lisa Sanchez is the executive director of the nonprofit Mexico United Against Crime.
The government knew there were leakages in the area. The government knew that there had been accidents before. And they knew there were different cells of organized crime operating in the areas.
Mexico is militarizing the supervision of refineries and pipelines. Sanchez says this strategy will not dissuade crime while increasing the risk of violence. Rodrigo Cervantes, KJZZ News, Mexico City.
A gas pipeline explosion in central Mexico last Friday has left a rising toll of 100 people dead and dozens more injured. Most of the explosion victims were stealing gas from a leak. The explosion came while the Mexican government shuts down gasoline pipes and militarizes refineries to allegedly stop fuel thieves, causing fuel shortages in many areas of Mexico. The fuel-related crisis in our neighboring country has put the recently inaugurated Mexican administration under a microscope. And here to talk with us more about this and its implications is Rodrigo Cervantes with our KJZZ Mexico City Bureau. Good morning, Rodrigo.
Good morning, Laura. How's it going?
Good. Thank you for joining us. So let's start with a little bit of background here. Tell us why this happened. What led up to this?
Well, this is actually not new in Mexico. Gas theft happens in many places in the country. And pretty much the situation was the same as what we saw last Friday, where hundreds of inhabitants of the town of Tlahuelilpan, this is in the central state of Hidalgo, were stealing gas from a leak right before the explosion. It is still unclear who or why opened the leak. But later it was known that only a few soldiers and local officers warned the mob to stop taking the fuel or to stop approaching to the leak. This was hours before the explosion, but there were no confrontations and there were no arrests.
So why is it that the government hasn't reacted here?
Well, Mexico's president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, he said that his government will not provoke any kind of confrontation against its people. And he also stated that his government will help the explosion survivors rather than prosecute them. He argues that poverty has fostered the thefts, but critics say the government is being negligent and it's also being evasive.
Fighting fuel theft in Mexico isn't easy. I mean, we're talking about a huge business. We're talking about the Zetas. We're talking about the Jalisco cartel. We're talking about very organized crime. So you see all these, you know, these communities buying stolen fuel because they say, well, the government is selling it to us at such a high price. Why not buy it from thieves? So it's the perfect crime because it's socially acceptable.
So that's Miriam Grunstein. She's an energy expert at the Mexico Institute at Rice University. And, you know, Grunstein says that the Mexican government has no real strategy to fight fuel theft and no reason to do it now.
Yeah. So if fuel theft in Mexico is that complex, why is the government going after it now as this new administration is just kind of getting going?
Well, for the López Obrador administration, oil is a symbol of Mexico's sovereignty. Mexico is an oil producer. And, well, López Obrador has expressed his interest to reduce or even disappear the dependence that Mexico has currently to American gasoline. Let's remember that about 80% of the gas used in Mexico comes from the U.S. But many analysts and experts say that the López Obrador administration chose to fight gas thefts now, starting his administration, just to hide internal inefficiencies on how the new government is handling fossil fuels.
What we're seeing is a contradictory message. On the one hand, President López Obrador is asking not to criminalize poverty. And on the other hand, he's saying you need preventive detention for everybody that has committed or has been involved in fuel theft.
And that was Lisa Sanchez. She is the executive director of the nonprofit Mexico United Against Crime. And as other analysts, she says that, governments will always like to pick up an enemy. And for this administration in particular, it is fuel thieves.
All right. So what can we expect to come from this crisis?
Well, Sanchez, as well as other internal security experts, say this strategy will not dissuade crime and it might even increase the risk of violence. Energy and economy experts like Grunstein, on the other hand, think that it might bring more fuel shortages, making certain goods and services also more scarce or more expensive in Mexico. But, you know, President Andrés Manuel López Obrador has simply asked citizens to be patient. He's offering stipends to pipeline neighbors, and he's also purchasing more gas trucks from the U.S. to supply fuel in Mexico. We're talking about thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars that are being spent to buy these trucks. And as for the citizens, well, there's still a debate here in Mexico on which was the main reason for the tragic explosion. Was it negligence? Was it poverty? Was it crime? Or maybe corruption?
All right. That's Rodrigo Cervantes with KJZZ's Mexico City Bureau. Rodrigo, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
And thank you for the invitation.